1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A third reported mass shooting this weekend in America. Five shot, two of them dying, a woman and a man, say police in Honolulu. They say it started with an argument at a late night cockfight. Still under investigation. Holding rooster fights and betting on them is illegal in all 50 states. Hundreds gathered in the parking lot of the First Baptist Church of Dadeville, Alabama tonight for a vigil for the victims of last night's mass shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party. The head of a religious missionaries organization, Dr. Rick Lance.
This wound will take a good while, if ever, to heal. We will never forget this. This is a 9/11 moment for all of us here.
Four people were killed, over two dozen others hurt in the birthday party shooting. The second mass shooting in Louisville in less than a week leaves two dead and four others hurt, say police. It happened in a public park. Suspending efforts to reform Israel's judicial system, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying, taking a pause. This is ABC News. A protest down under was about what these folks did up on top. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge.
Around 50 climate activists have been arrested in Australia after protesters climbed on board a train transporting coal and began shoveling the cargo off the wagons. Protest group Rising Tide said it was demanding the cancellation of all new coal projects.
On the same weekend, this one, that Germany closed down its last three nuclear power plants, a new and expensive nuke reactor just completed a year-long test and is now supplying electricity in Finland. Almost one out of four Americans wait until the last minute to file their federal income tax forms. And because of the hurry, many pay to use software from private companies like Intuit and H&R Block. The IRS has been given 9 months by Congress to look into how a government-operated, electronic, and free tax return filing system can work. The order is part of the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. As promised, brand new stuff, fresh stuff. The People's Brothers Band. Hot off the press. That's the name of this song. On Max Inc. Radio.
Hot off the press, here it is, baby, ready to go. It is what it is, baby, I don't know. Don't know where you've been, but I'm sure that you know where you're going.
Thank you. People's Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. This Double Dip is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find them at movetomadison.com and Ethical Trade Company. Better goods for a better world, located in Madison's East Side. Find them online at ethicalco.com. Here's number two, as promised, the Double Dip.
Feeling the sunshine kiss my face. So full of joy, I'm glowing like a rainbow. There's some water refresh my soul. Getting ready to hit the road. Wearing a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. Cause I'm living my best life. Feel the rush of the outside air. Taking the beauty everywhere. I count the many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me, and I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. Cause I'm living my best life. Living my best. I've got fire, let me be your igniter. Elevating higher, living my best life. My best. There's no limit to the love I'm giving. Of the song I sing, I'm living.
Living my best life. Brand new stuff from the People Brothers Band. Before that, hot off the press. Why, Jimmy? Because they're brand new. Brand new stuff. That's why I love working here at MagSync Radio.
Dude, so here's the deal. First of all, we're live at the Wisco. Patterson and Willie Street. And just behind the Wisco, there's a place called Tiny's Tap House. We'll talk about Tiny's Tap House in a second because it's wonderful.
It's tiny, and it's amazing.
And they're connected to the Wisco. But, Rob, so I half hour ago, Terry, I go, Rob, there's new People Brothers Band music in the email box.
And you were jumping up and down.
And, Rob, what was your reaction? I'm like,
I couldn't wait.
People Brothers Band?
I was like, what? Where? Where? In here? In the email? What's the password? I was in there. I had it's all in the automation. Programmed. It's ready to go.
Brand new People Brothers Band. Now, their CD release show or the album release show, I'm doing this from memory, but Rob, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's the High Noon on the 29th. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
If there's a if there's a show, a live music show that you want to go to,
yes,
other than tonight here at Bombastica, the 29th at the High Noon for the People Brothers Band is the place you want to go.
Absolutely.
I cannot wait to get home tomorrow morning to listen to this album from front to back.
You're going to sample the whole thing, and then we're going to talk about it all next week.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? It is Bombastica, 27 years of Maximum Meek Music and Magazine. Jimmy K, Terry Bars here.
Hi!
So, Terry, we're at Tiny's Tap House, right?
We are. We are on the deck outside of Tiny's, and my husband dropped me off for the show tonight at the Wisco. Yes, we're in Madison. And he said, wait, what's that cute little place?
Yeah.
Well, we're learning.
So, a little bit of history here.
Good.
Back in 2011, 2012, when Max Inc. Radio was nice and young, Rocker and I were just getting the things rolling with it. You know, we needed sponsors, and we wanted a place to do the Jimmy K show with the people. So, like, I strolled into the Wisco one day, and Tiny was sitting there at the bar, and he just opened because I got there nice and early. I'm like, Tiny, I need some help, man. I need some sponsorship. And we need a place for the Jimmy K show. We love the Wisco. Can we do it here? He's like, absolutely. Come on in. Do what you need to do. And there he is. So, Terry, if you're taking video right now, follow me over here and take a picture of the Tiny Tap House silhouette. It is absolutely awesome. So the Tiny Tap House is directly behind the Wisco on Patterson Street. And if you're going to the Wisco, it's definitely worth a shot to come over here, have a shot of Jameson, have some beer, Tiny's Tap House right behind the Wisco. What do you think, Terry?
I am loving it. If you also like, I just want to say, if you want to be cozy, but amongst history of Madison, this is a great place to be. I mean, it really is.
Absolutely. Tiny was an important part of Madison history. Of course, Tiny Tap House, Rob, was the former CC Writers Clubhouse here in Madison, and I remember there's been a few big house parties in this establishment that the city of Madison probably didn't want you to know about.
Okay,
so we won't talk.
Turn away right now.
So anyway, back over to the Wisco, everybody. It is Bombastica. The bands are getting ready going here. Iron Plow Rockers Band is going to kick off the night. After that, it's going to be Carbellion. They haven't played Madison forever. They are going to tear the roof off the Wisco for Carbellion. Their new album is great. They got vinyl for sale. They have CDs for sale. And to close out the night, it will be Wizard Hammer. Come on down and join us. We're live at the Wisco, corner of Williamson Street and Patterson Street. Rob Roberts, we'll send it back to you. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Water, burn you the fire, escape mortal chains and
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
dancing with the starlight as I'm running down this lost and lonely trail. The church bells ring as they lower down your body, and I'm the one that puts you in that grave.
Dead on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be talking to Jimmy K, Rocker, and the whole gang, Terry, down there at the Wisco in just a couple minutes. But first, we got to do this stuff. We'll be back right here on Max Inc. Radio.
CBS News Brief. Police are still looking for the person who shot up a Sweet 16 party in Dadeville, Alabama. State Sergeant Jeremy Burkett.
Some of those injuries are critical. They are in critical condition. And that's why it's so important. We absolutely need everyone to continue to pray for those individuals to allow them to recover from what they're enduring.
At least four people were killed. In Louisville, Kentucky, two people were killed after a week after a bank massacre. Mayor Craig Greenberg.
This is not our city. This is not who we are. This is not who we want to be.
Parts of the country are rallying to keep access to the abortion pill. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
We should not be interfering with a woman's right medical situation and her decision about that life-threatening potential circumstance.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson and Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery, where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockhonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim from Subatomic. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Atomic. Hey Fool on Max Inc. Radio. Jimmy, it's about to get really loud. I heard Iron Plow is just about to take the stage, yeah?
Yeah, you know, Rocker is dripping with Rocker Vodka, and he's starting to mix Rocker Rye Whiskey with it. And it's getting really sloppy at the Wisco. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wisco, corner of Williamson Street and Patterson in Madison. It is Bomblastica, 27 years of Maximum Inc., and we're partying to celebrate. Of course, the live music starts with Iron Plow at 9:30. Wizard Hammer is going to clear the night off for us here. Right now, though, I'm on the patio, actually behind the Wisco, a tiny sap house, with part of Parbellion. I saw Jamie, Deezer, Brent. And we have a birthday girl here. What's your name again?
Mel.
Bell?
Mel.
And you're the bass player's...
I'm the bass player's wife.
You're the bass player's wife.
Of 16 years.
Happy freaking birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
She's 21. She's 21. 21. I was going to say 18, but 21's good.
I think that.
21's better because then you could drink at 21. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Brett, you, Parbellion, epic Eclipse Records signing.
Yep.
Got the new album out, the vinyls for sale inside the Wisco.
Yep.
Tell me about the excitement, man.
Oh, it's been exciting since we started recording it 3 years ago. So, yeah. So it's really exciting to finally have the product out and everybody can go and buy it, listen to it, because we've been listening to it for quite some time now, and we're getting sick of it. No, I'm just kidding. No. But, yeah, it's really cool to actually have the product to be able to put it in your hand. And people can come, and now we're getting all the feedback already.
Right.
People are enjoying it, so it's really cool. Yeah,
it's great. Jamie is signing with Eclipse. That's huge. I mean, every band, you know, in my mind, if I were sort of band, I would want to, my goal would be to build venues, make a little money, have some fun, and get signed. You guys got signed. What is that like for you, Ben?
Oh, it's really cool. You know, we've been doing this a long time. We're obviously older guys now, and everybody knows that. But, but you know, you hope for your whole life something like this to happen, and what a you know, it took a long time, but we're here, and it feels great. So.
You get to have when what happened was when it instantaneously went after we signed those papers, and the wheel started turning. People that you would never think of are hearing your song.
Right.
So the first single came out last year, the end of last year, and we're getting, you know, comments from people all over the world. And it was so the album didn't come out until March, but the first single came out last year, the end of last year.
Was that Far Fight?
Listen for Ghosts.
Listen for Ghosts, right.
Was the first single.
Yeah.
So you're already getting people from, you know, other countries, South America, in Europe, and that's different. I mean, you don't think about it. Been in local bands all my life since I was a kid, and now you're hearing feedback from people all over the world that are hearing your songs. It's pretty trippy.
To be honest, it's not so local anymore,
no,
is it?
Not so local, no.
That's awesome. Parbellion on the air with us, live from Bomblastica, 27 years of Maximum Inc. We're at the Wisco here in Madison. Beezer, I got to tell you, man, I laid $20 down for that vinyl, the new Weapons of Choice album. Thank you. Dude, the vinyl. I mean, what is it to you as a band member to have vinyl for your music?
We've been wanting to do this for years,
right.
And it's expensive.
Yeah.
It hasn't been cost effective for many years, but it's made such a resurgence now. I mean, it last year vinyl sold this CDs, so it's getting more plausible to do it now. And we felt this record was worth it, and this was the time to do it. And to get it was awesome. And when we opened it up and we all got to unbox it and open it, we were all like, "This is great." But the first time I dropped the needle on it, I was listening to myself on my record player, and you get that scratch of the needle, and you get the all that. Like, I've never heard our music that way, and it's awesome. It gave me chills, and it's so cool to be able to do it.
And
people love
the whole thing.
Yeah. And now you have product. You know, everything's digital now. So, yay, it's on my phone. These are great songs, but you're not touching anything. You're not experiencing anything. Now you get cool artwork. You get, you know, all these little extras. You get a download card with our album, so you can still put it on your phone and do all that and put it on whatever, you know. But just that physical media is like, it was great, and it's great. I love it.
You're absolutely right. I mean, to have the vinyl, to see the artwork, to read the liner notes, to follow along with the lyrics while the record's spinning on the record table, you have a piece of, you know, you have property right there. And it's your artwork, and people love that stuff. And that's why vinyl is making a resurgence. And people find records left and right now.
I don't know how many people we had that bought it. They don't even own record players. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing with it? They're hanging it on their wall. I mean, people are buying it just to put it on their wall. I'm like, you know, buy two. Put one on your wall, and then go out and buy a record player and listen to it, because you have to listen to it, because they don't want to open it. Right. The people that want to hang it on their wall, they don't want it opened. But, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It's cool.
Guys, thank you so much for coming to Madison and playing this show.
Something to add to that. Well, two things. Okay, first of all, that album is sexy as hell. It is all gold. And what girl or anyone doesn't like gold? It's all blinged out in gold. And the artwork, the lyrics are in there.
Yep.
You get your download card, so you can still go digital. But I feel like albums hadn't gone out of style per se, because my 16-year-old, well, 4 years ago, she was 16, I bought my daughter a vinyl player, like a record player. Yeah. She wanted. That was 4 years ago.
And now she's playing vinyl left and right.
And I was like, she's 20 now, and I'm like, oh, wow. Now, I would have thought, how would she even know about a record? But
she's been in some Rick Springfield and shit.
What, Chip?
Chip.
Chip is in the band. He played bass for like 4 years.
Brett, thank you so much. You were the first and only one to drop the bomb tonight. We are live at the Wisco. It's Bomblastica, 27 years of Maximum Ink Music Magazine. It's a 12 or 11 year anniversary for Max Ink Radio. Really appreciate y'all listening. Please get your ass to the Wisco tonight. You can say ass on the radio. It's okay.
But you can't say chip.
You can say chip.
Not the other one.
I put my chips in the bot
now. We're here.
Come on down.
Here.
Fireplow, Wizard Hammer, Carbellion. We're at the Wisco. It's Max Ink Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
I need beer.
Like a bullet going through your head. Have you ever been left for dead? Running round all full of dread. When the person that's supposed to have your back, leave you dead with a heart attack. Have you ever been left for dead? Have you ever been left for dead? Did you think that you found your mate? Found out that they ain't so great. Did you think that you found your mate? Found out that they're full of hate. When they took everything that they want from you, but they won't be the when you need them to. Have you ever been left for dead? Have you ever been left for dead? Huh.
ever been left for dead. Bleeding out in your own damn bed. When you've done everything that you can do, but they don't care because they're done with you.
Radio for the people.
Right.
tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Very special Max Inc. Radio, celebrating 27 years of Maximum Inc. Magazine and 12 years of Max Inc. Radio, right here on the right here tonight on the Civic Media Network. We'll see you at the Wisco as Iron Plow takes the stage. No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Chuck.